It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I am digging the disco music for Fiesta Friday. This has been great. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Meow, 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 meow. Do, 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 do. Meow, meow.
So the Rockies are
losing.
They're struggling.
Badly.
They still can win the series. I'm watching this game, and the Pirates seem to have like this. They're being bullies right now. I mean, they're just, they've got this swagger, and they are rubbing this game in the Rockies' faces. And I hope the Rockies get pissed. Because the Pirates have done everything they've wanted to do tonight, and they have they've kind of mocked them.
How do you mock them in baseball?
So like after a base hit, guy comes around from second and scores, and the guy's standing right there at home plate pointing at the guy that hit the base hit, and they're doing these little air high fives before the runner goes back to the dugout.
You don't like doing air high fives? Come on.
I think that's just.
There we go.
I mean, come on, get it, they're right. We did it.
Down low.
Okay.
You're too slow.
Yeah, I'm not too slow. I hit it. I mean, it's okay. They're right. The Pirates can have the swagger all they want, but I hope the Rockies see this, that they're getting humiliated and the Pirates are just making fun of them, and they come back tomorrow and Sunday and destroy these guys. You know, the Pirates are, this will make a 6-game winning streak for them. This will break the Rockies' 4-game winning streak. And hopefully they can get it back.
They don't seem to be doing a very good job against the National League East. They got throttled in 2 games by the Mets.
That would be interesting because the Pirates are actually throttled in the Central.
No.
Yeah, they're 3 games behind Milwaukee.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a thing.
No.
I looked it up.
Oh. Well, you're not coming to me for like that kind of information anyway.
No, I'm not. They're like a game and a half behind the Cubs.
All right, Eastern teams.
They barely played the East this year.
They played the Mets. They barely played the Washington Nationals.
Yeah. They beat Atlanta. They lost to the Mets.
Yep.
Pretty badly. I don't think they've played have they played Miami?
I don't think they've played Miami.
I don't think they've played Philadelphia.
Nope.
If they did, I don't remember. It would have been a long time ago. So they
probably beat them.
They played everybody in the Central and everybody in the West like a billion times.
Okay, so what have they done against everybody in the Central?
I have no idea. They beat Cincinnati.
Yes.
I think they played pretty solidly against St. Louis. If they didn't split the series, I think they won the series. They beat Chicago.
Yep.
And they beat up on Milwaukee. Pirates seem to be the team in the Central that they cannot, that they really are struggling with so far. But again, it's a 3-game series. You know, the Rockies can come right back tomorrow, bounce back. It doesn't matter whether you lose 17-4, 12-4, 23-4, 20.
Look, I'm happy winning 4 games and then losing one, and then winning 4 games and losing one.
Right. I mean, if that's the pattern you can get yourself into, that's fantastic. What's a little disturbing is their defense tonight has looked not just poor, it's nightmarish.
Particularly Charlie Blackmon.
No. You've had your back to the TV for most of the game. You saw the one.
Charlie Blackmon!
Okay, you never, don't. It just hurts. But everybody on the defense, I mean, infielders, other outfielders, they can't bend down to get the ball. Infielders are dropping. It's like the ball is poison. They're just playing keep away.
Well, it has been raining there, so it might be wet.
Oh, well, Pittsburgh doesn't seem to be having a problem with it. I honestly don't know which is worse. I really don't.
Oh, I enjoy torturing you sometimes. Oh, look, 2 people not paying attention.
I don't know. They've had the camera on this guy for a long time. I have no idea why they're. Maybe they know him. They're talking to him on the phone. So I don't know. For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, we've got the Rockies game on. And the game is way out of hand. So at this point, the broadcasters are like walking out and getting pretzels and beer and randomly calling people on the stands, apparently, because the game.
Well, you know, Mark Stout's doing the game.
No, I did not know Stout's doing the game. Good. Good for Mark.
So Mark's doing the game. And yeah, like I think.
Well, then we can blame this on Mark.
Oh, my God. Totally blame it on Mark.
In fact, you should tweet that. Tonight's game is due in part or in large part to the fact that Mark Stout is calling the game.
We, hang on a second here. We.
Are we really going to do this?
Oh, I'm going to do it. Yeah. We.
On the other. This is great radio. Would
like to thank. What are you going to say about why this is terrible radio?
It's terrible radio, but please finish. As quickly as you can, please.
Oh, come on. I don't know. I'm not going to do it. Fine.
No,
never mind.
Do it.
No, oh, no. Oh, no.
You just don't need to do it
air.
Oh,
no. I don't. Okay.
You can still type it. We just don't have to take 5 minutes for you to spell out we would like. Thank. First of all, if you're typing that slow, there are classes you can take.
I took classes.
Because I can hammer that sentence out in about 5 seconds.
Well, okay.
We would like to thank Mark Stout for the Rockies losing.
Yeah, but
game.
I can't remember what Mark Stout's Twitter handle is.
Oh, just put it on your own Twitter. I'm sure he'll see it. Or someone will see it that he knows or they'll retweet that does have Mark on there, you know. Or forward it to him or something. I mean, that's how Twitter works. Like, you type it out there and then the whole world sees it.
The whole world sees it. It does see it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make that funny.
But not everything has to be funny.
Okay.
You try so hard to be funny.
I don't not try.
And you're not funny.
What?
You're not funny.
Oh.
You're funnier when you're trying not to be funny. That's just the law of comedy. The law of comedy is people are funnier when they're trying not to be funny. The only exception to that rule is when actual stand-ups try to be funny because they're professionals and they know how to be funny. But it takes them years and years and years of practice and honing their skill and craft to learn how to do that. Being funny is very, very hard. I am not a funny person. I have funny moments. Most of the time, accidental.
Accidentally funny?
Yeah. Most of the time I'm funny is because I do some, it's accidental. And when I find people who are funny, it's usually because they're doing it not on purpose.
So you're saying I'm not funny?
No, neither one of us are funny. We're not funny people. We do funny things. Most of the funniest stuff we do is when we don't try to be funny. See how that works?
No.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Because I'm not, well, see.
See, comedy is hard, man.
Well, I'm just thinking that, like, you know, left is right, right is left. If you not be funny, be funny. Be funny. If you don't want to be funny, be funny. But if you don't want, but if you do want to be funny, then don't be funny.
Right. So, you know, the rule a lot of times is if you're looking at someone up on stage and the more they try to be funny, the less funny they are.
I feel like I'm on the losing end of a Who's on First skit.
Kinda.
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
But then if you want to be funny, don't try to be, and maybe funny is not the right word, don't try to be jokey. But it still kind of comes down to don't try to be funny. Because then you're not funny. You're only funny when you're trying not to be funny. It's a quandary.
That's funny.
It's odd.
Yeah.
So is it funny haha or funny strange?
Well, I said this. Can I tell you this? Okay, so did you read about what happened with Salvador Dali?
He's dead.
Yes, but yes. He made news because apparently there's a lawsuit going on about a possible paternity suit, whether or not he had a love child.
Feels like it's a little late for that, but okay.
So they exhumed him.
Are you kidding me?
No. And they said that his the one thing they said is his mustache was still there intact, perfectly intact.
Really?
Yeah, going up.
All right, that's kind of awesome. That's kind of cool.
And then I said, and totally without meaning to.
Yes.
I said, oh my God, reading about that is totally surreal.
See, that is.
I didn't mean to.
That is clever.
But I didn't mean to do it. So I'm unintentionally clever.
Yes. That's the only time I'm ever clever.
I'm going to get that on a shirt. I'm unintentionally clever.
We should get that for the show. unintentionally clever.
Maybe that should be the name of our show. Unintentionally clever with Big Fuzz and Darren.
If unintentionally wasn't such a hard word for me to say a lot, I would be all for it. But it would be weird because I would come back to the show.
Welcome to and Flumblery.
Unintentionally clever. Wait, I got this.
That's the joke.
Welcome to unintentionally. Unintentionally clever.
Charlie Blackman.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.